Oregon wasn't much. A four-block main street that housed a variety of family businesses, most of them struggling now that Walmart had built on the outskirts. The Elks still maintained a lodge, which was actually an old bowling alley, painted bright blue. Then there was the corner florist, the ham and eggs diner three doors down from that, an office supply store, an undersized JCPenney's. The businesses existed to serve the locals. Most of the summer tourists passed straight through from the beaches in the south to the Tillamook cheese factory in the north. Quincy couldn't remember the last time he'd come into the town, but Kincaid seemed to know his way around. The sergeant swerved around one corner, made a hard right on the next. All the while, he was working his cell phone. Calls for a detective to head straight to the Daily Sun and secure that note. Calls to his lieutenant, requesting more manpower. Calls for the crime lab and latent prints to get their butts to the coast. Then a call into Sheriff Atkins, still conducting the search. Finally, Kincaid had the public information officer back on the phone, getting the lowdown on people and titles at the Daily Sun. Policing was management. It was throwing a million balls into the air and keeping them all going without ever stepping out of bounds or disobeying the rules. It had been a long time since Quincy had been in the thick of it, working a fast-breaking case. He could feel the adrenaline rush whooshing up his spine, the unmistakable tingle of excitement, and it left him feeling vaguely guilty. His wife had been abducted. Surely it shouldn't feel like the good old days. Kincaid slapped shut his phone. A two-story cement structure had just appeared on their left, a 70s-issue office building, all flat roof and boxy angles. Kincaid careened into the parking lot and wedged the Chevy between two SUVs. Welcome to the Daily Sun.
I talk, Kincaid said as he bounded out of the car. You listen. How many kidnapping cases have you worked before? Quincy asked. Oh, shut up.
Kincaid headed into the building. Inside, the hoopla was immediately obvious. Reporters, copy editors, and assistant gophers who should have been bustling around with the endless number of tasks that went into creating a daily paper, instead hovered on their tiptoes inside the foyer. Some clutched manila file folders to their chest. Most, however, didn't bother with pretense. Everyone knew something important had occurred, and all waited anxiously to see what would happen next. Kincaid didn't disappoint. The sergeant squared his shoulders, approached the receptionist, and flashed his badge, his expression pure TV cool.
Sergeant Detective Carlton Kincaid, here to see Owen Van Wy immediately.
Van Wy was the publisher of the Daily Rag. He'd been contacted first thing this morning and, much to the PIO's dismay, already had a lawyer on site. Thus far, at least, Van Wy was promising the paper's complete cooperation. They'd see how long that lasted. The receptionist led the way, Kincaid tipping his head in acknowledgement at the gathered masses.
Carlton? Quincy murmured behind him.
Oh, shut up.
The Daily Sun was a small-town paper, and the publisher's office looked it. Cramped, windowless space, one bank of strictly utilitarian gray metal filing cabinets, and one completely overwhelmed desk. Van Wy sat behind the desk. Across from him sat another man in a suit and tie. Lawyer, Quincy guessed. The men already occupied the only seats in the room, leaving Kincaid and Quincy to stand shoulder to shoulder in the narrow doorway. Kincaid flashed his badge, providing quick, perfunctory introductions. Quincy shook Van Wy's hand, then met the publisher's attorney, Hank Obrest. Suit was off the rack, tie a cheap polyester blend. Local lawyer for the local paper, Quincy thought. The two had probably gone to high school together and remained best buds ever since.
You have the note? Kincaid asked.
The sergeant clearly wasn't a fan of small talk. Right here. Van Wy gestured to two sheets of paper lying in the middle of the desk. Both men were eyeing the letter warily, as if it were a bomb that might go. Both men were eyeing the letter warily, as if it were a bomb that might go off at any instant.
Did you save the envelope?
Right next to it. Cynthia, that's our opinions editor. She opened it first. She likes to use a letter opener, so it's a nice, clean slice along the top. Don't know if that kind of thing helps you or not. Kincaid whipped out a handkerchief